WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination whisperer. And today, we're diving into something super important, building healthy relationships through effective communication. You know, that thing we say we want but sometimes struggle to actually nail? Let's face it, life can get hectic. Work deadlines pile up, social media pulls at our attention, and suddenly, those meaningful conversations with the people who matter most seem like a distant memory. But trust me, good communication isn't just about avoiding arguments, it's the foundation of strong, fulfilling relationships. So, buckle up because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your communication skills and help you build those rock-solid connections. 1. Active listening. More than just hearing words. Ever feel like you're just waiting for your turn to speak in a conversation? That's passive listening, my friend. Active listening, on the other hand, is all about truly engaging with what the other person is saying. It means focusing on their words, body language, and emotions. Ask clarifying questions, summarize what they've said to show you understand, and resist the urge to jump in with your own story unless it directly relates. Think of it like playing a game of conversational tennis, keep the ball in the air. 2. I statements. Own your feelings. We've all been there, making accusations or blaming others, which often leads to defensiveness and anger. Instead, try using I statements to express your feelings without attacking the other person. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel ignored," try, "I feel ignored when I don't receive a response to my messages." This takes ownership of your emotions and opens up space for a more constructive conversation. 3. Nonverbal cues. Read between the lines. Remember those awkward silences or misinterpreted gestures? Body language speaks volumes. Make eye contact, maintain an open posture, and mirror the other person's tone to show you're genuinely engaged. Pay attention to their facial expressions. A furrowed brow might signal frustration, while a genuine smile indicates understanding. 4. Empathy. Walk in their shoes. This one is crucial. Before reacting, try to see things from the other person's perspective. What might be causing them stress? What are their needs and desires? Even if you don't agree with their viewpoint, showing empathy can bridge divides and foster understanding. 5. Regular check-ins. Keep the lines open. Building strong relationships takes effort. Think of it like nurturing a plant. Schedule regular check-ins with loved ones, even if it's just a quick phone call or text message. This shows you care and helps maintain that vital connection. Okay, let's take it up a notch. Picture this. You're having dinner with your partner, but instead of enjoying each other's company, you're both glued to your phones. When you finally look up, there's an awkward silence. That familiar feeling creeps in. The one that says, "We need to talk." Here's how active listening could have saved the day. Instead of scrolling through social media, pay attention to your partner's words and body language. Did they mention something exciting at work? Did their tone sound a little off? Ask questions, show genuine interest, and let them know you're truly present in that moment. A simple, "Tell me more about that," can go a long way. So, remember, effective communication isn't just about talking, it's about actively listening, expressing yourself honestly, understanding others' perspectives, and nurturing those connections that matter most. By putting these takeaways into practice, you'll be well on your way to building stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Now go out there and rock those conversations. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a communication boost. Let's spread the love and make the world a little more connected, one conversation at a time. Until next time, keep slaying those procrastination monsters and building those awesome relationships.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.